Cambodia is a beautiful country in Southeast Asia, bordered by Thailand, Laos, and Ao Lak, or Vietnam. The country is a fascinating mix of breathtaking scenery, simple cultures and traditions, stunning ancient temples, colonial architecture, genuine friendliness, and more. Cambodia has a magnificent and spiritual past. The glory of the Khmer Empire stretched from eastern Thailand and Laos to south Ao Lak or Vietnam. Temples of Angkor, capital of Cambodia's ancient Khmer Empire, are a perfect fusion of creative ambition and spiritual devotion. Angkor Wat is still the spiritual heart of the country where people come to pray every day. Because of the spiritual atmosphere that exists in every Cambodian's heart, the country is blessed by God's grace, especially in its time of need. Cambodia has had the great fortune to receive the love of Supreme Master Ching Hai many times since the 1990s. She has provided financial assistance, and association members assisted the Cambodian impoverished war and natural disaster victims. When the country suffered through both a flood and drought season during which crops were destroyed and the shortage of food was severe, hundreds of thousands of Cambodians were on the fringe of starvation. Supreme Master Ching Hai contributed over 6,000 tons of rice, which was delivered quickly to those affected. In a large-scale project called Raising Center, in the midst of barren and desolate acres of land, Supreme Master Ching Hai and association members constructed a new school, hospital, and Buddhist temple for the Cambodians. Free medical supplies, health examinations, and medical assistance were provided by our association members in the medical field. The royal family of Cambodia, including King Sihanouk Norodom, the Queen, and Princess, have expressed their deepest gratitude towards Supreme Master Ching Hai and have invited her to the palace. At the opening ceremony of the Raising Center, Princess Marie Ranarit expressed her gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai. Over the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has accepted invitations by the earnest truth aspirants to visit their land. We now invite you to listen to an enlightening discussion by Supreme Master Ching Hai with our association members entitled Believe in the Inner Master on July 30th, 1996 in Cambodia.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
The light and the sounds are there sometimes to assure you that you are going okay, you're going in the right direction. And whenever the light is very intense and the sound is very, very clear, that means you enter deep into the higher consciousness. When the sound is faint or the light is dim, that means you are just at the border of higher intelligence, okay? So these are the measurement for you to know yourself, how far you have advanced. Not that for anyone to really judge you whether you are higher Buddha or you are lower Bodhisattva. This is no nonsense like this. We are all going home. Yeah, somebody goes slower, somebody goes faster, just like here. Yeah? If you are very hungry, then you run fast to the kitchen. If you just eat some biscuits in the tent, then you go slower. Huh? Or if your legs are longer, you walk faster. Huh? The Asian people have a shorter leg, walk very slow. That's why we have become a snail family. Last time. We have bestowed upon ourselves all the titles, golden snail, silver snail, all kind of snails, stainless steel snails, ordinary snail, yeah? Okay. Only the light and the sound can help us in any kind of situation on this world. And so for us, any kind of karma, any kind of bad burden from past, present, or future. There's nothing else in this world that we can rely on. These, the light and the sound, are the only method, are the only equipment that God has bestowed upon us when we descend into this world, so that we can protect ourselves, so that we can remember the kingdom of God, so that we can dissolve any difficulty and obstruction on our way of finding the kingdom of God. Any trouble in this world, be it in your business or in your family circle or in a personal love relationship, are there actually just to make trouble for you, just to sidetrack you from the journey back to the kingdom of God. And God knows that beforehand, so we are given this equipment, the light and the sound, so that we can slash them all asunder and then advance further. Without light and sound, we never can make it back home. Never, ever. Just like without the aeroplane, you cannot make it here to Cambodia so fast and trouble-free. So anytime you have any problem, be it for yourself or with any of your loved one or any of the employment or any business, anything, you just sit down and meditate. And the problem will become clearer to you, and then you know how to solve it. Or the problem will just disappear itself in time. Sometimes we panic, really, because the world seems to press upon us for certain things, or certain time and certain demand. And we panic, we say, oh my God, I cannot make it. I have only one more day or half more day, and I just don't want to do something else. I want to do this thing right now, and other things just come demanding on me. But then, after we meditate for a while, the world withdraw their demand from us. Or the problem just goes somewhere else. And then we panic for nothing. So just keep cool. C-O-O-L, cool. Keep cool, baby. And then everything will be all right. Listen to your intuition inside. Sometimes it's difficult, but you have to see which is the strongest voice and remain steadfast on that strongest intuition. Because sometimes, okay, you feel like you should do this, continue to do this job, but some other people come demand you to do the other job, and the other people come tell you this is better, and it's no use now. It's going to be no use. You better run fast to the other direction and do this or that or that. But then you feel inside that you should do this. But it makes you feel like struggle or torn apart from different directions. Then you sit down and meditate, okay? And listen to your own Buddha voice, the intuitional voice inside, the silent voice to tell you what to do. Or at least you stay calm and then you can see clear to yourself which direction is better for you. Yeah. I tell you all this from experience. I'm not telling it from books. Books don't teach us all this kind of thing. Not too many. Yeah. And it always works. Because where else can we run to? And what else can we use to deal with the world as it is? So much overwhelming suffering, so much nonsense, so much pressure upon us, the small creature. And sometimes we really don't know what to do. And it makes us feel very, very anxious, very restless. Meditation on the light, on the sound, is the only thing that we can do at that time of necessity. But anyhow, you can pray too. Praying doesn't mean that, oh, please do this, please do that for me, Master, or please help. You can say that, but meanwhile, at the same time, you must believe that help is already there. If you don't believe that, it's very bad for you. Only faith can bring the things into actualization. Because actually, we are God, we are Buddha already. Help is always there, we don't even need help. If we are the Buddha, we know what to do, no? So believe it. If you cannot believe in your Buddha nature, then believe in the master power, the master Buddha nature, okay? And then that will help for you. Because even if you don't have a Buddha nature, suppose you don't have, suppose you are not a Buddha, suppose you cannot believe me that you are yourself a Buddha, then okay, at least someone else, like the master, would not leave you in trouble, no? The master would immediately know, would know before you even call, and would already try to find a way to help you. So just believe in it. That's the best prayer for you. Believe that it will be done as best for yourself. Whatever happened, it would be the best for you. And you will see it in the future. Very soon, that is the best. Eh? So anytime, any problem, and you want to pray for yourself, or you want to pray for anybody, just believe in it. Eh? You can ask the master to help, or ask your own Buddha nature to help. But you must believe that it will be done. And it is doing. It's already done. Then it's okay. Hmm? Remember the Bible also says, whatever you pray for, believe that it's granted to you, then it will be done. And it's the way it is. If you keep crying all day, please help me, why don't you help me? Yes, it's 5 minutes already. It's 10 minutes. I give you another 10 minutes. Oh, that's not the way, huh? You must believe. Your faith in yourself is the greatest healing power of any illness, of any problem that you might encounter. You must believe this, because you are the only Buddha with yourself. We are all the Buddha. But the Buddha inside knows what to do already. The soul knows what to do. If you cannot believe this, just believe the master power will help you. Because it would. It does help anytime. What's the use of having a master and then the master don't do anything for you? Huh? Even ordinary father, mother would try their best to help their children. Huh? Ordinary teacher would try their best to help their students. How would a spiritual master have access to all heaven and earth? Would just leave you alone in darkness and in trouble? Huh? So there is nothing we cannot solve with faith in ourselves or in the master power. Because actually master power is your power. You and I are one. So if you cannot believe in yourself, okay, let it be. Because you feel separated from the master, fine. Then believe in the master power. If you really think the master is good, then why would not the master help you, eh? And the master power is omnipresent. Nowhere there's a master is not. So anywhere you call, just the master is right there, 24 hours, remember? So everywhere you stay, everywhere you live, or whatever you face, don't panic. Just believe it will be solved. If you can solve it yourself, then try your best. If you cannot, the master will help you. Eh? That's what the master is there for. Until you find your own master power, the one who knows must help. Just like a teacher, before you know English, he must help you to know English, see? To learn and to teach you ABC and then to repeat this sentence, that sentence, and to read all this article until you know it yourself. Huh? Hmm. That's what the teacher is there for. But you also must know, learn yourself and then believe in your ability. Because you can. You can do anything you want. You are the Buddha. Never forget. Even if you cannot believe it, don't forget it. Don't forget what I told you, because what I told you is the truth. Don't believe anything less than this about yourself. Have confidence. Not proudness, but confidence within yourself. Because you are that which you are searching for now. There's nothing else. But what inside you is what you search for. The one who are searching and the one who is searched is only one. Do you think who is searching for whom? Huh? Who is the one that tell you to search for that person, for that being? It's you yourself. Only God can know God. Only Buddha can feel longing for the Buddha nature, longing for your home. If your home has not been in the palace, If you have not been the prince in the palace, you would never miss the palace. You would never long to go back to the palace. So if you, in your heart now, you find yourself longing to go back to the kingdom of God, or God realization, it is because you're God. You have been God. And now you have forgotten or something else that make you separated. That's what you long for. Huh? So don't fear that we are not together. Because we always are. We always will be.
We appreciate your kind presence for Between Master and Disciples. Join us again next Monday for part 3 of Believe in the Inner Master. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next, right after noteworthy news. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We wish you much joy, peace, and abundance.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/BND.